Are you disappointed not to be potentially running against Palin?
You know, I've moved past Sarah Palin. I think the rest of the state has. And so, you know, I'm running for the primary right now, and then I'll meet whoever the Republicans put forward on their side.
With Palin gone and Parnell currently governor, there seems to be a different sort of tone in
the noise levels come down.
Exactly.
And I appreciate that. I think that's to the benefit of the state.
And Governor Parnell has he's got a long legislative background. I think that's credited with some of the decrease in noise. You and Berkowitz, particularly on the Democratic side, are bringing long legislative backgrounds with you into this race. What's the message going to be to say, I'm different than these guys, I'm the better choice?
I think it's a little early yet to start drawing, you know, sharp distinctions, because the campaign is still so new. And what I'm going to focus on over the next several months is sort of getting my story out, letting people know who I am, because a lot of folks don't know that I spent a dozen years working as a blue-collar worker in the oil industry. You know, that's just something that's just not well known. It's not something that comes up in the legislature very much. And, you know, that I spent 6 years as a prosecuting attorney in the courtrooms across the state. So, you know, to me, I'm going to begin by saying, this is who I am. And these are the campaign things that I'm focusing on, the things that have been bound up in the life that I've lived in Alaska, energy issues. You know, having spent a dozen years in the oil industry, you know how vital the energy industry is. But you also see the need for some balance to that here in Southeast. And by that I mean, you know, when the gas pipeline gets built, Southeast is not going to see a direct benefit from that. You'll see an increase in your permanent fund revenues, probably a bump in your permanent fund check, but you're not going to see gas supplies here. And we have to, you know, use those revenues to supply you with energy through hydro projects. It's probably the most obvious analog to the gas pipeline. You know, your hydro is our gas. I think that's the parallel.
Are you content with progress on the gas pipeline so far?
For right now, yes. I think what we're going to see next year is a titanic battle over the lack of firm bids, firm shipping commitments into the pipeline. When that doesn't happen, and most observers believe it's not going to happen, that the conditions are going to be onerous, the conditions are going to be a request from us for an even longer term tax freeze than the one we provided in the AGEA legislation. That's when I think you're going to see who is going to stand up for the state of Alaska and who is willing to cut a deal at any cost to get a pipeline.
Senator French, you've only been a candidate really since July, I think, is when you threw your hat in the ring. You probably haven't had a chance to develop positions on Southeast issues, but I know as a legislator you must have become familiar with some transportation problems in Southeast. In Sitka, we have a problem with eroding ferry service, and it seems like there's a constant fight to maintain a supplemental appropriation for the Marine Highway System to keep things. What can you tell listeners about your approach to the Marine Highway System?
Well, first things first, I'm visiting the Marine Highway headquarters tomorrow in Ketchikan. That's you know, where it fits in my priorities. I've got only a limited amount of time here, but that's one of the major reasons for my visit to Ketchikan, is to get a look there on the ground to see what they need to make the service more efficient, more effective. And I can just say, on a personal level, yesterday was sort of a microcosm of the Southeast transportation issues, where, you know, a bunch of us were stuck in Haines. One plane made it halfway to Juneau before it turned around. The plane that left Juneau yesterday for Anchorage had to turn around and go to Ketchikan to pick up some individuals there before it went north, and then I felt lucky to get into Sitka on time. I'm fully aware of the high cost, of the delays that occur, and of the need for a system that can make it simple for you and other people that are coming and going from Sitka to do their business.
You mentioned that you want to get past the Palin issue, but I have a feeling when you're out on the street meeting with people, they're just going to want to know about Troopergate, and they're going to want to know about the investigation. And what's going to be your response to everybody who wants to talk to you?
I'd be happy to have a long conversation with folks if they have the appetite for it. For a quick sort of sidewalk conversation, I'd say I was asked to do a very difficult job, and I did it despite intense political opposition from paid political operatives from outside Alaska. We delivered a balanced report that found in favor of the governor on one point and against her on another. And when two different courts looked at what we did, they found that nobody's rights were violated. So I think on balance, it was a fair and honest effort.